good morning. I know it is super early on Thanksgiving morning, so what in the world am I doing on here? Well, I made the commitment at the beginning of the week to encourage women, including this girl, to have a tongue, and ultimately, of course, the heart that is surrendered to the Lord and is giving Him everything possible to glorify Him. So here we are on Thanksgiving Day. And for those of you on podcast who cannot see me, I'm in my pajamas right now. Y'all, this is the first pair of pajamas in my entire life that I've bought that's like a matching set. I feel like a grown up now. And I've got my sideways ponytail on. And no makeup like normal, but I want to come to you right where we are this morning. You girls get up early and get to rolling on Thanksgiving morning, getting this stuff ready. And so I want to meet you where you are. So anyways, over the course of the week, I've spoken about gossip and slander. And then yesterday I went into complaining and that critical spirit, that competitive, comparing spirit. That then what comes out of our mouth is really quite sad. But I encourage us to move into thinking about the God of all creation and through creation, how He shows us His wonder and His message goes out both in glory and in warning, in letting us know about how creation worships Him, and thus we should too. And so this is the course that we should follow. And y'all, I don't even think I can say the word, stress the word enough. I have become obsessed with the beauty of all creation. If you look at Psalm 19 in verses 5 and 6, it says, it is like a bride, it's talking about the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming from his home. It rejoices like an athlete running a course. It rises from one end of the heaven and circles to the other end. Nothing is hidden from its heat. And as I read that yesterday and wrote it, it just became glaringly clear that what God does for us is He gives us the promise. And it's prophetic. It's showing the prophecy out of Psalms coming of the coming of our King, not just the first coming, but the second coming when He will rise as our bridegroom to come get His bride. And that is so exciting to me, and that gives me peace, and it makes me want to change my tone. So I was talking about over the week that I was going to tell you a story about my mama, and some of you have heard me tell this, but I have a mama who loved Jesus very much. Now, I talk about her a lot, and I think I make her sound like sometimes that she was perfect. She wasn't. She had her stuff. But I know one thing, that she loved the Lord, and she loved me. And when I was at my worst, and I know, like, I tell the stories about me, and people are like, oh, she's over-dramatizing. I think you could ask my kids and ask my husband how true this really is. You know, I was 350 pounds. I was very... very sick in my mind, and not taking care of myself at all. I would eat about 10,000 calories a day. I would go to bed eating and fall asleep and wake up with food stuck to my body. I would not bathe for 3 weeks at a time, not brush my teeth for about 3 weeks at a time, which I haven't brushed my teeth yet this morning, so it feels very real as I tell the story. But I would go for these long periods of time and not bathe and not care for myself at all. I would smoke cigarettes. And by the way, for those of you who still smoke now, like seriously, cigarette smoke smells like urine. It's the most horrible smell. And so there I would be physically dirty and then smoke dirty. And then I was spiritually dirty. But when I would come into my mama's house, and this wasn't just on Thanksgiving, this was any given time, she would come and get me. And for those of you who are on podcast listening, you can't see this, but she would grab my shirt and pull me closer. She would say, oh my girl, you're here, you're here. And she would pull me close. And then I could lay my head. I would purposefully lay my head down on her shoulder because I knew her to be safe. And I knew she didn't agree with anything that I did. But she welcomed me with such open arms and such a sweet blessing that when it was time to come home, when the Lord called me to the end of myself, I knew I had a mama who loved me. And I knew I had a mama with open arms. She was prodigal father mama, arms wide open. And so I just praise the Lord for that and that memory. But do you know how my mama was able to do that? It wasn't because she was an amazing woman, which she was an amazing woman. But what made her amazing is what she knew about God. She told me a story of when she was a little girl. She was very, very poor. She had a very hard childhood, and there were things in there that that are hard to talk about in the light. But she, in their house, it was this old rickety shack, really, and there was a window that had no screen. And she had, in all of her time, been terrified of the sun and the moon. But this one particular night, she says the moon was brighter than anything that she could imagine. And she leaned out of that screenless window as a little girl. And she was, if I'm not mistaken, about 8 years old. And she said, "God, you are real." And I genuinely believe that's the moment where my mama's salvation began. And then the Lord began to move her and work. And she says that not very many years later, she knew that she was to be a pastor's wife. She felt that calling. And then she went ahead to be the finest of pastor's wives. And it's not a glamoury, glitzy world. It's hard. And she lived it well. But she lived in that mama, prodigal mama arms, not just with me, but with many people. Because her heart was set on a God who is very real. And to look right there, creation flicked that into motion. And so my heart is just so full today. As I give thanks to God, yes, for my amazing husband and my beautiful children and this life that he has given me. But I cannot stop giving thanks for what has nothing to do with me, but that is him, the God outside of space and time, who is altogether lovely, who is completely trustworthy, and who does not quit providing himself through creation and other spaces so that we can know him more. So, my mama, on Thanksgiving, not too many years before she died, started passing around the fork. This is it. This is the fork. And she put this bow on it. And we would pass it around. And we were supposed to pass it around and tell things we were thankful for. But then me and my brother sort of janked that time and made it about telling stories that would embarrass my parents. But then after she died, passing the fork became a whole different thing. And so today, as I pass the fork, I'm going to say some of the very same things that I'm saying right here and giving thanks to God, our invisible God who does very visible things to bring us closer to his heart. I pray for you. I pray that you step aside in the midst of the craziness, in the midst of all the food. P.S. Eat as well as you can. Enjoy one piece of pie. Take care of your body. Let today be the day and then move on. But as you enjoy your day, step aside and be with him and enter his courts with thanksgiving, because we are sons and daughters of the great I am. We have that privilege to call him Abba Father and be alone with him so that he can corral the craziness, and then what comes from our mouth is from a heart that is set on him. Happy Thanksgiving, my precious heart refined friends. I can't pray for all of you by name because there's so many, but oh my goodness, I'm praying and praising God for you. Have a great day. Bye.